everyone, and welcome to Not About the Weather, episode number 18. My name is Karen, and today I am joined by Danya and Kristen. Hello, ladies.
Hello.
We were supposed to do this live from Indie PopCon, but our schedules got a little mixed up, so we're doing it about Indie PopCon still, because we all attended over the weekend, but it's not a quote-unquote live episode at the convention, which is a little bit of a bummer. Would have been really fun to do that. Natalie said we should have been drunk while we did it, which would have been really fun, but alas.
I also feel like trying to find the time around the points when we'd been drinking was like the most difficult time to have tried to schedule anything. Like figuring out a way back to hotels.
There are some stories there that maybe aren't going to be on the weather.
Yeah.
We had a really good time though, you guys. So as I was saying before this episode started, I'm really bad at doing the introduction to this because I haven't done it enough to make it like natural. So hey, we totally exist. And this is Not About the Weather, where we talk about everything except for the weather, except sometimes we do talk about the weather too. You know, it happens. We love to talk about pop culture and our experiences. And this week we're going to be talking about Indie PopCon specifically and maybe conventions in general a little bit. Like I said, I'm joined by Danya and Kristen. And if you would like to get into contact with us here at the podcast, you can hit us up at NATW Podcast on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and Gmail. Or you can visit us on our website, notaboutheweatherpodcast.com, which you can also follow as a Tumblr account and shoot us an ask if you would like to. NATW Podcast is a hub for both podcasts. So we've got Not About the Weather and Not Another Teen Wolf Podcast, which, oh my gosh, you guys, is coming back soon because Teen Wolf is gearing up in a couple of weeks, and I'm really excited about it and also really stressed.
Yeah, and that trailer is really cool, and Karen's been watching it a lot. Like, I'll randomly stick my head out of my room, and she'll be like, I wasn't watching the trailer again, so yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
There's something about the trailer, just to throw this out there, because why not, seeing as we've already started talking about it. There's something about the trailer that gives me like serious season one vibes.
Mm-hmm.
And I absolutely love it, because for me, like, Teen Wolf peak is still like season one, season two. For me, I still had like the most ridiculous fun watching those two seasons. And so the fact that the final season is giving me like those vibes, I'm like getting insanely excited about it.
I remember thinking the same thing before the first part of this season, like the last trailer, the trailer we got for the first 10 episodes. I remember thinking like, this feels like a return. Like it was less like plot driven and worried about like the big arc and all of that, and more driven to like, what is Teen Wolf and how much fun it can really be. And yeah, I definitely got that vibe from this trailer too. So
yes, that is literally
Karen got to talk about all of this.
I did. Yes. We did break down the trailer and whatnot on the podcast. But that is literally a whole other podcast. So if you guys would like to check that out, please go listen to Not Another Teen Wolf Podcast. It's our baby. It's the reason why Not About the Weather exists. So we need to pay homage to all of that. But we are going to get into our Indie PopCon shenanigans now. And hey, that's actually the name of our group chat for Indie PopCon.
It is.
It is. I kind of remember that as I said it. But we're going to start off with a grievance to air and an obsession to share. And all of ours is kind of like post Indie PopCon kind of stuff. Although, Danya, I think yours, we'll kick off with yours, because I think yours was before PopCon.
Yeah, it was mildly before PopCon. So obviously we're starting with gripes, our gripes. So when I first got to the convention center, which was the Thursday of PopCon, there was no air conditioning. So because the loading doors were open for all of the vendors to load in their stuff and set up their tables, because Thursday is like the pre-convention day, it's the setup day for like when you need to go get your stuff in. While those loading doors are open, the air conditioning cannot be on. So there was no air conditioning all day on Thursday, and then there was no air conditioning up until midday on the Friday. and it was awful. Like, it was so hot. It was like oppressively humid and just stuffy, and nobody was happy. Everyone was super grumpy about it because it was just too hot, way too hot to be doing any kind of heavy lifting and moving stuff around or dealing with other people. You know, you just wanted to like go back to an air-conditioned room or something. All the corridors outside, like the hall, were like air-conditioned, but it was just inside the hall itself. No air conditioning at all. And I hated it. It was the worst.
It was extremely uncomfortable.
Why wouldn't they have like run it in the morning or the day before and gotten it really nice in there so that at least when you start, it would be nice? By the end of the day, it's going to be a sweat box. But man, yeah. I mean, we weren't in there very long, but from what we were in there, it was steamy and gross.
Yeah, you say that. I was at the convention center with Liz and Jen from like fairly early in the morning. So before vendors had started loading in, and it was awful. It was just so bad. And it lasted forever. Or it felt like forever anyway.
Do you have mosquitoes to talk about?
I do, yeah. So my other gripe, I guess, is the fact that, little caveat to this. I've never had an insect bite before. Like, I've never been bitten by an insect before. So this is a brand new experience for me, and I am not a fan. I got bitten to hell by mosquitoes, and I'm pretty sure they happened in Jen's backyard when I was stood out there with her the one day. But my God, guys, they itch so much. This is the absolute worst. They got worse when I got back to the UK. Like, they've been itching more since I got back. Like, I had to go out and get antihistamine cream to, like, stop them from being as red as they were and from, like, me wanting to actually claw my skin off. I was like, if I don't have any skin, they won't itch.
That's quite logical, actually. I always get bitten by a ton of mosquitoes. It's just, it's awful. And there's this one thing that I always use. I forget what it's called exactly, but it's just this stick of like liquid stuff, like Itch Be Gone. It's not called Itch Be Gone, but like it is the best stuff in the entire world when you have mosquito bites. It is glorious.
Yeah. I can't believe that you've gone most of your life without a mosquito bite. Like that, I have been bitten so many times from like camping and like just being in my backyard as a kid. Like, oh, mosquitoes are everywhere. So it just shocks me that you haven't had to deal with mosquitoes. They're such little jerks.
Yeah, I don't know how I've got away with like not being bitten before, because I mean, Michal had a good theory, which is that prior to this trip, maybe I was hanging out with people who mosquitoes kind of liked more. So they wanted to bite them instead of me.
Maybe.
Yeah. But whenever I've been on holiday in like the Mediterranean, just nothing. No mosquito bites. Even when I've been like visiting family in Italy, again, nothing. And my family, my Italian family, live in an area of Italy that has quite a lot of mosquitoes. So I just don't know how I've managed to escape that before now. Even like previous indie pop cons and even previously staying in Chicago, nothing, not been bitten. It's absolutely nuts. So it was probably one of the items of the trifecta of ridiculousness that happened to me, because bad things always happen in threes. So I fell on an escalator and banged up my foot, my knee, and the top of my arm. So if you go on my Instagram, one of the pictures that I took with Karen and Kristen, you can see the bruise on my arm. It's ridiculous. So I fell on an escalator, got bitten by mosquitoes, and then I jammed my hand in a door, helping Jen get one of the yellow carts that they were driving around everywhere across the convention. Yeah, I jammed my hand in the door and cut like the top of my knuckle. So things happen in threes. The mosquito bites must have just been one of the three things that had to happen, seeing as I fell on an escalator.
Yeah, goodness. Danya got a little beat up during the pop. And I guess that's a good segue into what we should have preceded all of this by, which was, what is Indie PopCon?
So, Oh, yeah. People don't necessarily know.
Right? It's such a big thing in our little circle that I'm like, everybody knows. No, not everybody knows. I'm also preparing to go away to San Diego Comic-Con, so my brain is like not even half functioning right now, so I apologize. This episode might be a hot mess, but hey, usually it's all the more fun because of that. But for anybody who is wondering what Indie PopCon is, it is a pop culture convention hosted in Indianapolis, Indiana, and we have a bunch of people who work on the convention and go to the convention every year, and it's like this big family reunion every time we go. It's a ton of fun. They're really internet-focused, and they have a lot of guests that come in who are YouTubers or voice actors for video games, but there are also some other major guests that have been there from time to time, one of which we will be talking about later. Got a great story about that. So that's pretty cool. But if you're ever in the area, or if you're ever looking for a convention that is focused a little bit more on internet culture and also has a really good team behind the convention, go to Indie PopCon. You won't regret it. It's a lot of fun. And you can come stop by our booth because we have one every year and we sell cool buttons.
And it's kind of like in the middle of the country. So it's not like you're traveling from New York to LA to get to it. So it's kind of in the middle. So lots
like
of people
traveling across an ocean or anything.
You could be going further, Danya.
I could be.
You have been. You have traveled further. But it is a really, really good time. So we highly recommend it to everybody. And I guess that kind of segues into mine because I love this convention so much, but we always end up scrambling to put things together. And honestly, we always end up coming together and having a great table and a great time. So I feel like procrastination, while not great in the moment, pays off, usually for me at least in my life, in the end. So we do have a really good time. But after the convention, I get so exhausted. A lot of people get con crud, they get really sick, and it's only a couple of days. It runs half a day on Friday through Sunday, so 2.5 days, but even if you're just sitting behind the booth all day, it's a lot of interaction, especially if you're an introvert or you have social anxiety, which I have both, and it's just a lot to kind of take in. And it's really fun while you're there, but you kind of really need a rest after you get home, which is another reason why I'm like, I have to go to San Diego Comic-Con right after this. Why? Why are they so close together? Why did I do this to myself? Kristen, when I get back home from California, I'm just gonna lie on the floor and make you spoon feed me ice cream.
Okay, that can be arranged. I basically am expecting you to be like useless for about 2 days. Like, you're just going to sleep and maybe eat some ice cream and then maybe watch something on television. I'll just turn on Big Brother and you'll get addicted while you sleep, and then I'll have someone watch everything with me. Yes.
This
plan.
Only if Paul's beard is still there. If Paul's beard is no longer there, I don't care.
His beard will be here all next week. You're just going to be gone. So. It's the week after that we have to worry about.
Can you just send me pictures of his face?
Just screen caps of Paul? Okay, I'll work on that.
Guys, I don't even like Big Brother that much. I don't even like Paul that much. He just has a glorious beard.
You won't know what's coming. You'll be sitting in a press room and you'll get a text and it'll just be Paul. And I'm going to do this. I'm so doing this. Yes. I might not be at San Diego, but you will feel me all day long.
You'll be there in spirit, with Paul's beard. But you guys know, you guys do the con circuit as much as I do. It's really exhausting.
It is. It really, really is. Because a lot of the time, even if you're not on your feet the entire time, the amount of people you're talking to, interacting with, and just when you end up on panels or when you end up having to do a load of stuff, it all builds up one thing on top of the other. And especially then when you're going really, really, really late as well. It just drains you. It takes everything out of you. And then, for me, I actually got con crud early. So I started feeling a little stuffy and a little sick before the end of the convention, which was, let me tell you, fantastic for the plane ride back to the UK, because every now and again, my nose was just running like a tap and waking me up on the plane. And I was like, no, this is stupid. But yeah, what I typically find is then when I get back, between jet lag and con crud, I'm just wiped, like completely wiped. I don't necessarily want to do anything at all. I'm kind of there right now. I'm really looking forward to the fact that today is Friday. I don't really need to wake up early tomorrow because in my infinite wisdom, I traveled back on Monday, which with the time difference got me back on Tuesday, UK time. And by the time I got back from the airport to where I live, it's about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So the time I'd like unpacked a little bit to like throw random crap into the washing machine and had something to eat. It was about time to go to bed. And then guess who went straight back to work the next day? Yeah, probably regretting that decision a little bit.
That reminds me, Kristen, I have to do laundry before I leave.
Oh my God, Cameron.
Just throwing that out on the table.
Well,
who said this isn't a live podcast?
I was going to say, well, you have my parents' number and or I can drop you off there tomorrow morning and you can do laundry all day tomorrow.
Yeah, might have to do that.
It might be the only option.
Kristen had to deal with a little more post-con exhaustion / cleanup than the rest of us.
Yeah, I'm calling this post-con cleanup because as much fun as it is to be at the convention and to, you know, be in the hotel and go to the parties and buy really cool stuff, including really inexpensive Pop Funkos that are now up in our apartment and look gorgeous.
Ooh, I spent so much money on Funkos.
Yeah. In addition to all of that, nobody at all. In addition to all of that fun, there's always coming back, coming home, unpacking your suitcase, dealing with the piles of laundry that weren't there, you know, when you left because they've been in your suitcase for a week. And in my case, the inch and a half of water that accumulated in my back seat of my car while we drove home. I have had issues with my air conditioner before, but I didn't know that it was my air conditioner that was causing them. And Karen and I ran the damn thing for the whole 3.5 hours that for our drive back. And we started our trip by driving to Chicago. Didn't have any water when we got to Chicago. I looked, like, everything seemed fine. After Chicago, when we got to Indy, there was some water in the back seat, but it didn't seem like much. And I wasn't going to worry about it. Like, there wasn't anything I could do about it at the time. And my car was going to sit in a hot parking lot for a week. So I figured I'll handle it when we're done. It's probably going to be gone. Well, it wasn't entirely evaporated by the time we left, and by the time I got home, it was at least an inch and a half of water. I drove it over to my parents so they could see it. My dad laughed hysterically, bailed the water out of my back seat, like, with
literally
a cup. Yeah.
Like, no.
Took a cup and bailed the water out so that we were down to wet carpet and no standing water. Because I literally mean an inch of standing water.
We would be going down the street. She would stop at a stoplight. The water, as a wave, would move from the back of the car to the front of the car. And I'd be, like, my feet were just covered in water.
Yeah.
It was like a mini, like, lake.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. We were so delirious that we couldn't stop laughing about it. Like, we weren't even mad or upset. It's just like, this is the funniest thing that could happen to us right now.
We were so tired, and we had finally made it back to Toledo, and I was like, now I have to deal with this. And I was supposed to have gone to work, but I ended up calling off that day because there was just no way I was going to get everything taken care of, and they were cool with it. Thank God. My boss is awesome. But yeah, I got it to my parents. He bailed out the car. My sister, thank God, owns a shop vac that can do water, like that can be used to pump water, like out of a basement or whatever. So we went over there. She figured out how to use it, and I got like 2.5 inches in their shop vac that came out of my carpet. It was more water than had looked like than you had been able to see. It was at least 2.5-3 inches worth. And I was like, oh my gosh. So then, you know, now it's my carpet is dry. Everything is okay. I have to go and get my air conditioner looked at. I'm pretty sure it's just clogged. Like the drainage pipe is probably clogged. It's hopefully an easy fix. But yeah, cleaning up after a con is always terrible because you just want to think about all the fun. You don't want to have to go back to daily life. And my car just presented a hilarious but incredibly awful twist.
Yeah. My suitcase is still sitting in the middle of the living room. I swear.
Yep. Well, again, I have to clean. 0% shocked about this development.
I mean, what's the point in like fully unpacking that thing though? Because you're literally packing again and you're leaving Monday.
Yeah. Like, which I will do Monday morning.
Monday morning before we leave.
Danya, I
And then
left.
She'll be like, Kristen, what am I forgetting?
I do it every time.
And I won't be there to help this time.
Danya, I left my razor and my shampoo and soap in the hotel bathroom. I'm really mad about it.
I mean, you did pack to go home literally as you were supposed to be getting in the car to come back.
Yeah, that is
so.
That is true. That is true. So anyway.
It was a rough morning.
It was very rough morning.
You guys definitely looked like you were having a very rough morning.
But despite, you know, all of that stuff, PopCon and conventions in general are so much fun. I'm totally addicted to them. I was addicted the moment that I went to San Diego Comic-Con and realized that there are all these people who have the same interest, the same level of passion and dedication that I do to all of these fandoms. It just always feels like home, even if sometimes it is scary, even if you have to deal with a lot of people. And there are assholes and stuff out there, but like for the most part, everyone is so nice and so awesome. And a lot of the times we go to these conventions because we're meeting up with our friends. I mean, Natalie, I only get to see her a couple of times a year. One of those times is San Diego Comic-Con. And that's more important to me in a lot of ways than going to the actual convention because we always have so much fun together. And that kind of goes into our hypes this week because Kristen, I'm glad you're going to be talking about this because one of us needed to, because we all got together and got to see a movie premiere for the very first time, and it was so much fun.
Yes. We've been trying to make this happen. I mean, I've only been to IndiePop twice, but every time we like get together with other hypeable friends, we try to fit in these premieres, but it never seems to work out. It's always a little too early or a little too late, or we're just like, that's the one night we can't do anything or something like that. Well, this year, it was just a beautiful set of circumstances where Spider-Man Homecoming premiered Thursday night, you know, and not at midnight anymore. Now they do it at like 7. We all got there on Thursday. So Thursday night at 10 p.m., we all walked to the local theater in Indianapolis and sat down and enjoyed Spider-Man Homecoming together and got to like talk about it afterward. And we had that experience to share with everybody at the con because some people made it, some people didn't. So it was like, you know, it's good fun to be able to discuss the newest thing and the you know, the newest movie and the newest story. And it was so good and we all liked it. And, you know, that doesn't always happen either. So it really was the perfect, you know, confluence of events.
And so many of us have been... You did get an icy. I'm the only one that stupidly ordered the medium, so my icy was like 6 times bigger than yours was. But
that medium was like anybody else's large or
nobody
extra.
Told
huge.
Me. Nobody told me it was going to be that big.
It was.
You were the first one.
I know that everyone else was like, "Well, she's an idiot. Let's get the small."
Kind of true.
Yeah, that's really exactly true. Exactly what happened.
We all looked at it and went, nope. Not getting that.
But so many of us have been friends for 4 or 5 years now. All of us have been friends for 4 or 5 years now. And we have so many in-jokes and so many, you know, the way that we work as a group and everything is so natural. And we're all very close. And so, like, it sounds stupid, but going to a movie premiere together, like, there were so many times where I would, like, look down the line and Danya and I would look at each other and be like, yeah, did you just hear what he just said? Like, I promise no spoilers because Mai hasn't seen Homecoming yet, so we're not going to going to talk any spoilers. She doesn't know anything yet, but it's so good. And it was so fun to just like share those moments with your friends and stuff. I love going to the movies, and I love the MCU, and I love that we're all just crazy about it because it makes it so fun to talk about after.
And the film was just delightful. Like, anyone who's listened to Hero Hype knew that, like, in the build-up, when they, like, initially announced Spider-Man was coming back and getting another solo franchise and so on, I was basically in this, like, rut of Spider-Man fatigue where I was like, I'm not sure that I want a whole nother load of films about Spider-Man. I'm not interested. I don't care. Yeah, well, I care, guys. I care a lot. God damn it.
I care so much.
I care so much now. Kind of cared from like Civil War because just...
He was great.
He was so great in Civil War. But this, like the tone that it struck was just absolutely pitch perfect for Spider-Man. I genuinely think that like the style of storytelling and the humor that they use is the closest that they've ever got to translating the feeling of the Spider-Man comics to film. Like, I don't hate the Tobey Maguire ones. In fact, like, I probably would say that prior to Homecoming, my favorites of the Spider-Man films was probably Spider-Man 2 from the Tobey Maguire series. But, yeah, this is definitely up there for me. It was just so good. So good. And now we have so many more in-jokes. And once Mai listens to it, we can tell her what the new funny joke is because she needs to see... She needs to see it first before we can use it.
Yes, yeah. And then I'm sure there will be... I can't wait till GIFs start coming out. Yes. Like, that's going to be the greatest.
So the best. Great. I saw it again this morning with my brother because he hadn't seen it yet. And he really wanted to go while he was in town this weekend. So I got up at, 9 o'clock to go to the movies at 10:30. And it was worth every second because, my God, that movie is just, it's so lovely.
Yeah, I would definitely go see it again. And
I am seeing it again.
How am I going to go? Maybe I can talk Natalie into it.
You're going to go see Atomic Blonde early. Don't even start.
Maybe. I hope. Oh, man. I hope. Again, really good segues this week. But speaking of friends and all of that, we always have a really good time at Indie PopCon because we've made a lot of friends. We were there since year one. There are a lot of other people that have been as well. And as we usually go representing our podcasts, and we usually line up with either friends who might do other things. We were close to a couple artists the first year and the second year maybe. So it kind of depends on where they throw us. But a lot of the times Internet Alley obviously has a lot of YouTubers and podcasters and that sort of thing. This year, we were lucky enough to sit next to the people at The Established Facts, which I've never heard of before. I didn't at least know anything about them. These guys are so great that they were like, yeah, by the way, we're going to specifically request to sit next to you guys next year. And we were like, yes, please, because that was awesome. They were so much fun. In the mornings, they would sing Disney songs, which was great. That was a great way to start my day. And they just have this podcast that's about gaming. Is it only board games or is it all games?
It's all games, because they were talking about video games, board games, okay. Like mm-hmm. collecting like card games like Magic the Gathering and like that kind of stuff. They're talking about all kinds of things.
They were just so fun, so nice. Their podcast is family friendly. They're really funny and they all just, their personalities get along so well. And they have, like, when you're listening to a podcast, chemistry is a huge, huge thing, which is why I think we have so much fun with this podcast and a lot of our other podcasts, and why they get a lot of people saying that, they like us and stuff, is because we're all friends first. first. And then we all decided we need more things to do together, so let's just start another podcast. And that goes a long way for this sort of thing. And the Established Facts guys were just, they were so wonderful. So please check them out if you're interested in anything to do with gaming.
Yeah, I love them. They were great. They also were with us when we went to the Saturday night party, and they brought Sushi Go, which is a Sushi Go party, which is a card game where basically you have, you know, the sushi bars where it's got like the, where it rotates.
Conveyor belt.
That's it. So when it's on the conveyor belt and it goes round and round and round, so you play your hand where you keep passing it around, and you can only take one item from the hand of cards that you have before passing it to the next person. So you basically, you get to choose an item, and combining them gives you different sets of points. But that was so much fun because Karen and I had found Sushi Go at Central Park when we were, was it Central
Park? Bryant Park.
It was Bryant Park. I can remember which one it was. We were Bryant Park, and they have a little area off to one side where you can play tabletop games. And they had Sushi Go there. When we took it back to the table to play with everyone, there were no instructions with it. And it was so frustrating because the art style on it and everything looked so cute and so fun. It looked like it would be like a blast to play. Well, we just couldn't figure out how to play it. So we just left it and then forgot about it. So it was really great to like finally be able to play it. And yeah, it was great. I had a lot of fun playing it.
Mm-hmm. And the two guys there from Established Facts, it was those two and it was us three. And we all kind of kicked their butts. They're like, how are you guys so good at this game? You've never played it before. It's just, you know, natural instinct. I really love sushi. So of course I would be good at Sushi Go.
I've never eaten sushi, but that game was really fun.
You might need to eat some sushi. I promise it won't have scary things in it.
You can just keep dreaming.
Okay. And every year we also meet up with the guys from Obsessive Viewer, which is a great podcast about movies and television. It has reviews and editorials and all this other stuff. And specifically, Matt is the one that usually comes around. And also, shout out to Matt, because he said he started listening to Not About the Weather and he really liked it. So he's going to be surprised when he comes across this episode, which is really cool. But he is so nice. We always have a great time talking to him. And this year he went around to a bunch of people and asked them about who their favorite villain was. We had so much trouble with this question.
To be fair, we did drink between hearing like the question he posed.
Because the one night he came up to us and he's like, hey, I'm going to be coming around and talking to you about like who your favorite villain is. And then later we were like, wait, okay, is it favorite villain or best villain? Is it movies and TV shows? Is it all time or is it this year? And we asked him like six times what this question was. And he's like, to be fair, I kind of don't remember now either. But we got it sorted out. And I think I ended up going with Hades from Hercules, not Hercules from Hades. And what did you guys pick?
I picked Christopher Plant from Bones.
Right.
And then
right.
I described why, and he is terrifying. Okay. Most people probably don't know about Plant unless you watch Bones, and if so, you are awesome. But like he can like carved into bone a virus for a computer. So they scanned the bones and bam, the computer got a virus. Who can do that? Like that's insane. So yeah, Christopher Plant is a terrifying villain, and he remains one of the more scary guys I've ever come across in TV and film.
And I chose Cottonmouth from Luke Cage because I just thought that in terms of like the Marvel Netflix villains, like they usually pretty on point. A lot of them are really, really good, but he was my favorite, like by a long way, because I felt like his motivation was really easy to understand. And he had this honor code to a point that was very, very, very sort of straightforward. And also not that far away from Luke's, but it was just how they implemented it that was mm-hmm. where the difference was. And that was just that kind of back and forth, that kind of them playing a foil to each other that was just so great. And yeah, I don't want to say anything just because it would spoil a moment that was so like emotionally resonant in terms of like when you see him switch from being fairly kind of diplomatic and quite, he's like, obviously he's still the antagonist, but there is like a moment in the first part of the first couple of episodes where you're just, you see him just snap and you just are like, wow, okay. And it's over something that like was a broken honor code.
Mm-hmm.
And it was phenomenal. Just so, so, so good. So yeah. Yeah. Love him as a villain.
Plus you cannot go wrong with Mahershala Ali. Like,
Oh yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm watching House of Cards right now and he is really good on that. So
yeah, please just cast him in like everything.
That would be great. All the things. And the last friend that we wanted to shout out were the guys from The Nerds You're Looking For, which Danya, you actually know a bit more about them than I do. I didn't really get to say hi to them this year.
Oh, did you not? Did you not go over and see them on Friday?
I didn't, but please tell the tale.
So The Nerds You're Looking For is, again, it's another podcast. They do a lot of different little things. So they do record on like a weekly basis. They do, they cover a lot of pop culture topics like entertainment news. They do reviews for movies that have come out. They've talked about games. I know that Pat, who is one of the hosts, is now doing some YouTube videos as well. But they're really great. They're quite funny. They're very, very, very dry, sarcastic humor, which if you're into that sort of thing, it's really on point. But Pat lost a bet on the podcast that Tyler had posed to him, who's the other co-host, wherein Pat had to dress up as Slave Leia on the Friday at the convention. And just, I went over to go and look at it and was just like, wow, that is a bold choice.
And you said he made it himself.
Yeah, it looked like he'd made it himself because it was definitely not like, it wasn't a bought costume at all. So yeah, it was actually really impressive as a costume. It literally made my Friday. I'm not gonna lie. I'll see if I can dig up. I'm pretty sure they posted a picture on their Twitter account at one point. But see if I can dig that up and maybe retweet it from our Twitter account.
Yeah.
Just because.
Never let it die.
Never.
No. Nope.
Never. It is never dying. Ever. It's staying alive. Genuinely.
Yeah, so we just always have a great time with everybody there. And it's always, I mean, literally, like, some of these people we don't talk to, or at least I don't necessarily talk to in between. But whenever we go back to India, it's like, hey, I remember you. You're awesome. Let's catch up. You know, what's going on? How's your day been? And it's just always really nice because we're all there for the same reason. And everybody is really wonderful about being like, hey, go check out my friends. Like the guys from Established Facts, they didn't stop for a second being like, make sure you check out the tables next to us. And, you know, they were really wonderful about it, which is very much appreciated. So I definitely wanted to give them a shout out. But that was maybe not the highlight of our weekend. We've got some other really cool stories to tell. And Danya, I'm just going to throw this right over to you and add in my two cents when we get there.
Yeah. So I guess, which one should I start with?
You should start with this one first.
Okay. So Karen mentioned earlier in the podcast, we've been going to Indie PopCon since the first year. So we've been going there. This is its fourth year. I've been going there for a while. It's been great. And there has been a band that has gone every single year who I've loved for a very, very long time. and coincidentally were there the first year, and I got really excited about it, made friends with the guys in the band, and then ended up proceeding to not be able to see them anytime we ended up in Indianapolis. So the band are called Five Year Mission. They are a Star Trek parody band. They basically sing songs for every single episode of Star Trek, the original series. They basically take an episode, write a song, and then eventually they make like a compilation and turn it into an album. Their sixth album, I believe, is coming out the end of this year, November time. But like, there's one episode of the original series that's so ridiculous about like Spock's brain that they ended up writing a whole album of songs about that one episode because it was so ridiculous. But anyway, the first year they were playing at the party, but I think that first year I ended up getting sick because I remember I couldn't make it out. I think it was you, Karen, and Kristen, and Danielle, and Ariana, I think, all went to the party, but I had a really bad headache and I remember going to bed early-ish on the Saturday. So I didn't see them that first year when they were playing at the Saturday party. The second year, they played on the Thursday and we got stuck in traffic really, really badly, so didn't make it in time. We were delayed by quite a lot. So we loaded in late, which meant that we got to their concert. Well, they'd already performed at Scotty's, which is a place where everyone ends up gravitating to and hanging out. They'd already played, so I missed them then. The third year, Karen and I and Danielle went to a screening that Kevin Smith was doing of Yoga Hosers, and Kevin Smith turned up 1 hour late, proceeded to do a 1 hour Q&A prior to the film, then screened the film, then after that did his Fat Man on Batman podcast, which, don't get me wrong, absolutely fantastic, but here's the kicker. That was supposed to wrap up about 40 minutes before Five Year Mission were due to go on stage at the Saturday party. Yeah, that didn't happen. So I missed them again. So there's been a running joke every single year where they give me absolute crap for it every single time I see them, and on Twitter and everywhere, about the fact that I don't love them enough to go and see them play. This year, I went to the Saturday night party. I made sure nothing was getting in the way, and I finally got to see them play live, and it was worth it. So, so, so worth it. They are fantastic, and I had a great time, and it made me happy. And I was basically saying to them, you can't give me crap about this now, and they were like, yeah, it doesn't work like that. And I'm like, damn it. So, yeah.
And as somebody who doesn't really know much about Star Trek, like, I haven't seen the original series, I've seen the movies and stuff, like, it was a lot of fun. And even though it wasn't anything where I necessarily get the in jokes or the references, like, the music was good. It was catchy. You could, like, dance to it and stuff. It was really upbeat. But their personalities is what really sold it for me, because they were so funny and they have all these in-jokes between themselves and they pick on each other, really self-deprecating. And you can tell that they just really enjoy what they're doing. And that to me was worth it.
They basically give me the same feeling now that I've seen them live, because their music itself is like nowhere close to like the band that I'm going to compare them to, but like their personalities, the way that they perform, the way that they interact with each other while they're performing, reminds me so much of the Bare Naked Ladies as a band. And anyone who knows me knows that like I have a huge weak spot for that band, so now it makes so much more sense about why I like ridiculously love these guys, because they just remind me so much of them. They are like the super nerdy version of the Bare Naked Ladies. ladies and the bare naked ladies are already pretty nerdy.
And I would argue that maybe wasn't even the highlight of the weekend, at least not for me. You might feel differently because I know you're a huge Trekkie.
I am, but I will say that this next one was also a pretty big highlight. So one of the guests that they booked, one of the big TV guests that they booked this year was Matt Ryan. So anyone who knows me and Karen knows that we absolutely love Matt Ryan because
we cry about Constantine all the time.
Constantine. Yeah, we do. We're still not over the fact that that show was canceled. We're never getting over it. But he was there for the Friday and part of Saturday, not the entirety of Saturday, because he had to fly back to the UK. He's going to now be in rehearsals for a play that debuts August, September time. So, yeah, he was there. We decided to go over and say hello, as you do. Karen wanted to get a selfie, which is like the picture of Karen and Matt is like so great. I love it. I think, did we put it up on our Instagram?
Yeah. Well, I think Natalie retweeted it from the Twitter account.
Okay. So if you go on Twitter or
for my embarrassment,
social media, it's there. It's great. It's absolutely fantastic. But we're talking in line and waiting for like the next person or the person ahead of us to like wrap up. And apropos of nothing, he basically goes, "Where are you from?" And I'm like, so funny story. Matt Ryan and I grew up like it's about two villages apart. The schools that we went to were in like this trio of schools that were huge rivals with each other. So there's a school I went to, which is Pont de l'Ice. There's a school he went to, which is Penrhyn. And then there's the other school that was in this like trio of like rivalries, which is Gallatin. And these schools, no matter what, like whether it's like grades in like exams, whether it's sports, whether it's anything like that, they always compete. They always try to do better than these, like in this little like trio of schools. So I basically am like, ah, so funny story. I went to Pont de l'Ice and we basically were just like ribbing each other, teasing each other about the fact that he was a Penrhyn boy and he was like, oh yeah, but you're a Bont girl. And it was just hysterical because it's so rare a lot of the time that you'll find someone who grew up in a similar area to you, and it's just to be able to like be in a convention really 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 far away from home when you no longer live there anymore as well, and just be able to absolutely take the piss out of a celebrity and he gives as just as good as he's getting was so much fun. Like I just, yeah, it's just, it's a Welsh thing, I think, but it was just, I had a lot of fun doing it. And we also went to the same college, which is even funnier again. We both went to Gorsynon College. It's a really, really small world when you live in South Wales. It really, really is.
Apparently. And like all of that stuff aside, he was so nice. And he really talked to us for quite a while. And like, there were people behind us and he wasn't like too worried about having to rush through people or just getting through signings and stuff. Like he actually talked to everybody that came up to him. And I think a lot of people were there for Constantine, but he's also voiced Assassin's Creed character. So like he's gotten around and he's got the animated Constantine series coming up too, which he was teasing people about and just saying like, you know, it's going to be really good. And he's really excited to get back on board with that. And we're really excited to be covering Constantine again.
So excited.
Even if it's animated, but there's just always a lot of hope that Constantine will come back in one shape or another. I mean, he's been on Arrow, so like he exists in the CW world, and it's just, it's very exciting. And my selfie with him is embarrassing, but I'm really glad. I was so nervous to do it, which is dumb because, like, I should be used to this by now. They're just people like us. But when you really enjoy somebody's work on screen, it can just be a little overwhelming sometimes. And especially, like, they say don't meet your heroes and everything. But he was very, very kind and a lot of fun. And he didn't mind taking the picture and all that stuff. So it was really wonderful. I'm really glad we did it.
Yeah, he's going to be in a play called Knives and Hens, which is a 3-person play. So it's a very, very small cast. And that's going to be playing in London. And I am now the proud owner of a ticket to go and see it, because he was basically like, are you coming to see the play? And I was like, well, I was thinking about it. I didn't really need to. Because I live so close to London now, I was basically like, I don't really need to make the decision like immediately a lot of the time, because I can usually get a last minute ticket. And he was like, come and watch it. It's going to be so great. And I was like, okay. So that was one of the first things I did when I got back to the UK, was I bought a ticket to go see Knives and Hens. So I am going to go and see that. One of the times I went back to see him, because then I took over, we have buttons that we sell, and I made one that was designed after Constantine's business card from the show. I went over to give him one out of the stock that we had, and was just like, here, just take it. And he was like, oh my god, this is the best thing. He wore it for the rest of the convention, which is kind of one of those moments where it's like, when you see people where you've made like a design and then they just like wear it, it's so great. But he did that, and he was like, oh well, make sure to come like to the stage door to hang out after the one that you come and see, so that we can chat for longer. So it was like, oh, okay, that's cool. So I'm probably going to be doing that.
Oh my gosh, Danya, I forgot to tell both of you guys that. So one of my friends here, I was telling him that I went to this convention in Indianapolis, and he goes, which convention? And I said, Indie PopCon. He's like, two of my friends are there right now. I was like, that's kind of weird. I mean, Indianapolis is like 3.5-4 hours away, so like, it's not a big deal, but just kind of weird that it both happened to be there at the same time. And then he goes, yeah, here's a picture of them with Matt Ryan, and he's wearing our button in their picture. Aww. And I was like, no! What are the chances that that would actually end up working out that way? And I was like, that is so weird.
That's our button.
Yeah, so that was really exciting. But yeah, it was so cool. It was a lot of fun. I'm always really happy when we go do it. And I always love supporting Indie PopCon, because like, the team behind the convention, they are good people and they really care about the artists that are there and internet culture and fandom. And you don't always get that. A lot of times it's strictly business, but they are fans themselves. And it's really exciting that they get to do something like this and we get to be a part of it.
And hilariously, next year's convention is, they've announced it now. They've publicly announced it. So the convention runs from the 8th of June through the 10th of June. So my 30th birthday plans just changed again, because I'm probably gonna stick around a little bit and hang out either before and do something before the con or do something after the con next year. But I will be turning 30 around the time of Indie PopCon next year.
Welcome to the club. It's not as scary as it seems.
Yeah. I mean, my mom likes to make me think that it's scarier than it actually is. Like,
yeah,
I'll tell basically that story another time. But
you've got a year. Soak up 29. You've got time.
Yeah. That's while they listen to this too, my best friend's birthday is June 7th, and she's turning 30. Yeah. And she's turning 30, so, like, I ought to be there for that. I might be flying, like, from New York straight into Indianapolis that year.
Oh, you might not be there at all because that's the Thursday, which is the load-in day. Make them come with you.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll sort that out, but that's something that I need to think about. Maybe she can celebrate earlier. As we wrap up this episode, we are, of course, going to do Two Truths and a Lie, which is Kristen's favorite, which is why I made her do it.
If by favorite you mean least favorite thing to ever do, they made me do it on the only other episode of this I've ever been on, and I think my lies are really obvious. We'll find out. I don't know.
Okay.
These are all San Diego Comic-Con themed because for the first time in 5 years, I think I am not going, and so yeah, I kind of themed them around SDCC. I was trying to do it for Indie Pop, but you guys were there for basically all the things that happened, so how could I lie about things? Like, I was trying to come up with something that I may have secretly done while you weren't like around, but I was having trouble. So these are all con themed. At least here's number one. Missing the final Teen Wolf panel is the one thing I will regret most about not attending SDCC this year. 2, while Karen is at SDCC, I will be pulling an 11 and taking a soak in an isolation tank. And 3 is I really don't think I'm going to make it to SDCC in 2018 either.
I don't know what pulling an 11 means.
Oh, she hasn't seen Stranger Things.
It's basically like do you know what an isolation tank is?
Yes.
Okay, that's all it is. Like, I just put the 11 reference in there so people would kind of get it because like isolation tanks are kind of weird. And if you don't know what it is, it's like, wait, what are you doing? So
yeah.
11 does it in Stranger Things. It's not really a spoiler. It's just kind of a thing.
Okay. I'm probably going to go with that one as the lie. I don't know why.
We've talked about it before, except I thought we were going to do it together. Well, not together, because, that'd be weird. We're close. We're not that close.
Sorry.
you did some... I'm trying to remember our conversation about that. Clearly the Teen Wolf one, I think that one's true.
Oh, yeah, that one's absolutely
true.
That
one's definitely true. So it's between that one, between the deprivation tank and not being able to go next year. I'm going to say the lie is you're not sure you can go next year.
You are correct, Karen. Yes. Yeah, I scheduled my appointment. We never talked about going together. Maybe you thought that in your head and never said it because
that's the rudest thing you've ever said to me.
No. Like I know we discussed it because I started talking about it, but I don't remember you ever saying that you wanted to do it. I kept saying like, I really want to just give it a try because it's like these separate like pods where you can close the lid and like it's literally sensory deprivation and it's supposed to help you sleep. It's supposed to help reduce stress. And I just thought it sounded like a really cool thing to try once. And I didn't realize you wanted to try it or I would have waited for you. I'm really sorry.
Yeah, we totally talked about it. But also I think you were like, I can give it a go. And if it's like awful, then we don't have to.
Then I have a terrible memory. I was not trying to be mean, I promise. But
that's
yeah.
Okay. So, but you have to tell me all about it because that's awesome.
I'm definitely giving it a shot. I scheduled my appointment and I'm actually really excited about it. It's totally random and weird, which is why I was really excited to be like, yes, this can be a thing. But yeah, I'm pretty sure I'm going to be able to go next year. Barring some crazy, financial meltdown, I'm really, really expecting to be able to go. So I will miss it very much if I don't, because I'm already really sad I'm not going this year. So, yeah, that is definitely the lie, is that I'm planning on going next year.
Hooray. And we also have a Ask NATWP Anything, which this one is from Gwendolyn at Gwendolyn2984, who says, how do you react if you really like something and someone tries to tell you that your opinion is wrong or the thing you like is problematic? I get this so much as a Tony Stark fan. So
here's the thing.
I want to hear what you guys say.
About opinions. Opinions are usually individual. They're personal. And therefore, honestly, it's something that is yours and yours alone. Other people don't have to like it, but you are fully entitled to your own opinion on things. And here's the thing when people say, oh, but XYZ is problematic, or this character you like is problematic, or whatever. You know what? They might be. It's entirely plausible that some of the behavior or something that they are engaging in, whether that's I guess, with the ship, with what they do, the actual show itself. It might explore and develop through like problematic storylines or even behaviors or whatever. But here's the thing about it as well. Being able to explore that through fiction and be able to kind of discuss it and speak about it and do that is a far healthier way and a much more educational way of understanding those patterns of behaviors and those characters just in general and those characteristics in general through that medium than it is being caught out in real life. So the thing is that if you try to shut down any of that discourse, or if you refuse to engage in open conversation about it and debate in a way that is friendly and also non-accusatory, then you run the real risk of making sure that that person is less likely to discuss anything with you at all. So honestly, the way that I react a lot of the time is like, well, the opinion is mine. It can't be wrong because it's an opinion. You may not agree with it and you may have a differing opinion, but that doesn't mean mine is wrong or yours is wrong. It just means that we don't have the same one. Opinions are individual. That's why they're called opinions. And in fact, if it is the thing that I like is problematic, well, that's my thing to explore in my own time. You don't necessarily have to be the person that has to do that with me. You can, in fact, tell me what your opinion is on it, and you can also tell me why you believe it's problematic if it's something that I haven't considered before, or it's a viewpoint that I haven't understood. Or even if there is something to it that I need to learn in order to inform my opinion, then I will absolutely listen to it and I will educate myself all the time. But if it is said in the single way in order to shut down any kind of conversation and discourse in a way that's basically like, I am right because I say I'm right and you are wrong because I am just telling you you're wrong, then for me, that stuff just doesn't fly at all. So yeah, that's basically how I react to it.
Very well said. I mean, that's honestly, you know, that's the truth. Opinions are not facts. They cannot be wrong. They are just opinions.
Exactly. And it's hard not to get defensive in situations like that too, because when it feels like someone's attacking you for how you feel, like, that really sucks. But luckily, you know, a lot of our friends and a lot of people in our circle, even when we don't agree on things, we're like, well, I don't feel that way, and this is why, and we don't usually get into heated discussions about it.
No.
So I would say, Gwendolyn, if you find yourself in a situation like that, just remind them that, you know, it is your opinion, and try to have a discussion with them about it. And if they're not willing to listen, then you know what? It's not worth your time. It's not worth that aggravation and anger. So,
yeah. There's a wider Voltron discussion that I want to have that actually touches on this, but that'll be for like an episode, a future episode. But there is like, I would love to talk about it because it's like also a little bit of this idea of fandom entitlement when it comes to other people in fandom, but also like feeling ownership over the creators because they're so open with interacting with the fandom and answering questions. There's like a whole wider Voltron discussion I would really love to have about this particular subject, where there's a certain ship within Voltron fandom where people on the other side of that who don't ship it, who basically are like, no, everyone who likes that is wrong and it's problematic, when in actual fact, based on the real genuine canon that is out there, it's just not. But yeah, that's a wider conversation I would love to have at some point.
Well, thank you, everybody, for joining us. As usual, we had a lot of fun talking about Indie PopCon, and we hope if you are in the area or if you want somewhere new to go next year, you will be checking them out. They're absolutely great, and we will definitely be there in one form or another. As usual, we are going to end this with our high conclusion. And we actually have two for you today because I'm not throwing out this other one because Kristen wrote it and it is lovely. I decided to go for a much weirder one. So we'll read those out. Mine is, I had trouble with syllables, so I hope this is right. I've never been very good at this. Even the clapping method doesn't work for me. Anyway.
You seem fine. Okay. I'm pretty sure you're good.
Good, good. Constantine lives on. Spider-Man Homecoming rocks. Go to PopCon, yo. I couldn't find another syllable, and so I just, go to PopCon, yo.
Yeah.
And Kristen, yours is much more succinct and beautiful.
I mean, I need to get, clearly I need to get better at understanding what this whole high conclusion thing is, because it's awesome and I didn't know what was going on. I wrote this before we started the episode, so, you know, I went for it. We are already counting down the days till we return to Indy.
It's beautiful.
And also true.
Yes.
Yes.
It is very true. So thank you guys for joining us for Not About the Weather. And we will talk to you next time. Bye.
Bye.